Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Amar Avu Amali Mikri Kosev. If not, that the Pasuk teaches us explicitly, Yefshala Amra, we could not say what we're going to say. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, in Yeshaya, Bayayimahu Yigal Hashem Batar Has Sechira Bavri Nor B'melech Asher As Haroish, Vishar Arglayim, Vagam As Azokan Tispa. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to cut the hair, as we're going to see of Sancheriv. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu came, the Idmelei Kagavra Saba. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sent somebody, a Malach, that looked like an old man. Amalei, and this Malach said to Sancheriv, when you come to the kings of Mezrach Amarev, they sinul of Nayul Katlinu, when you'll go around all the kings of the world and you've caused that they that their children should be killed, my Amrslahu, when you meet these people, he said to him, how are you going to speak to them? Amalei, Sacharev said, Hu Gavra Bahu Pachta Nami Yosef. I am also concerned. The Ben Yoyada explains what is the story of the Smalach. So he says that there are two types of Malachim. That there are Malachim who are in Shemayim, in heaven, and the Malachim that are closer to the Shekhinah. The Malachim who are closer to the Shekhinah are much closer to the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says, for example, V'yava Elokim Elbilam. And what happened here was, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, he brought one of those malachim who appear closely to him to speak to Sancheriv. The Sefer Eitz Yosef tries to explain this whole agarata, that it's difficult to understand that this is what happened, that Sancheriv had this kind of conversation. So one explanation he gives is that this entire story really just happened in a dream that Sancheriv had. Another explanation he gives was that it didn't really happen with a melech. Sancheriv actually met a person. And this person told Sancheriv that he was a melech, and Sancheriv believed him. Another explanation, similar explanation, was that it was Eliyahu HaNavi, that we know Eliyahu HaNavi does at times appear in this world to tell people messages. And another pshat is that this entire story actually did not happen in this world, but the story actually happened in Shamayim, and it wasn't Sancheriv that was having this conversation, but as we know, that every person has in Shamayim a malach that watches over him as his malach, and it was Sancheriv's malach that was having this conversation in Shemayim. Amalei, so Sancheriv asks him, so exactly what should I do when I'm going to meet these kings who are upset with me that I killed their families? Amalei, so he told him, Zil v'shani nafshich, disguise yourself so that people won't realize that you are Sancheriv. So Sancheriv asks, but mayashani, what should I disguise myself for? Amalei, zai asla, he says, come, bring a scissor, and I will give you a haircut. I'll cut off your beard, and I'll give you a haircut that you need not recognize you. So Sancheriv asks, from where exactly should I bring such a scissor? Go into this home, and ask them if they could give you scissors. Also, he walked into a house, and in that house there were malachim, vid melek gavri, and these people disguised themselves like human beings, and they were milling flour, they were milling fig pits in a mill. Amalei havli maspara, and Sancheriv asked them, give me a scissor. Amalei tochain chad griya de kashaisa, grind a saw of pits, and we'll give you. So he did so. Yavle Masparta, and they gave him a scissor. Ad Osir, until Sancherv came back out with these scissors, Ichshech, it got dark. Amalei, Zalai Sinura. So the Malach, who was disguised, tells Sancherv, bring me a fire. Ozavai Sinura, he brought him a fire. Behad the Kanofachle, and as the Malach was fanning that coal, Asle Beinura Bedikne, the fire caught onto Sancherv's beard. And while that was happening, the Malach cut Sancherev's head. Amar Hanan Diksev, Vagam Asazok and Tispe. It was that your hair and your beard will be destroyed. Amar Papa, and says Papa, this is what people say. Hanan Damrinshi, Gedirta Larmo Shapale. If you cut the hair of Akum and he's happy, Itle Nur Bedikne. We don't want to make him happy. So what you should do is get his beard to be on fire, and you won't be able to stop laughing at him. So Sancherev now found a board from the Teva of Noach. And he said, this is the great king, the Shizivle Noach Metufna, that saved Noach from the flood. And at that point, he said, that he turned this board into an avodah zarah. He said, "I also algavra matzla. If I will be successful, meklervelei train benoy kamach." He said, "I'm going to bring as a sacrifice my two sons." Says the Gemara, "Shama benoy." Sancherev's sons heard this commitment. The katlua, and of course, they wanted to save their lives. Their lives, so they killed him. And Hainu Diksev says, "This is what the pasuk says." Vehihu mishtachva beis nisrach elahav. Sancherev was worshipping in his Avodah Zarah. Vadamel Fasharetza Benoi, Hikubar Sancherev, his two sons killed him. The Mushainan Mashah explains that Rashi, that that's Pshanan Rashi, this is what the Akum will see this in the Shir later again, all believe there were intermediaries that are between us and Hashem, between people and Hashem, and this was the intermediary that was appointed by Hashem to save Noach, which again represents a case of Avodah Zarah. The Radak says that Sancherev asked his advisors, what is the schus that Klai Yisrael has that Kadosh Baruch Hu always protect him? They said that we have the schus of Avram Avinu that he brought Yitzchak as a carbon. So says the Medrash, Sancherev said, well, if that's what helps, I will bring my children as an Avodah Zarah, as a sacrifice, that I should have Hashem's protection. And that's what caused his children to hear what he said. And once they heard what he said, that's why ultimately they killed him before he could kill them. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk, since we spoke about the Malachim, and night, the Pasuk says another Pasuk that's similar. We have the Pasuk by Avram Avinu. The Pasuk says, V'yishma Avram kinishba ochav, V'yarech es chanicha v'yilid ebeis eshmoina esra shloish meis elef, V'yirda adam v'yichalak aleim leim laila hu v'avodah v'yakim. So again, we have the laila. Amar v'yachan ois malach shenzdamelel Avram, the malach that came to save Avram Avinu from the four kings that were fighting against him, laila shmoi. Shnema v'layla omer v'layla oma hara gever. The Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchama shasi my mais layla. The stars that come out at night fought in his behalf. Shnema, as the pasuk says, when the war of Baruch and Sisroi, the pasuk says in Shoftim min shemayim nuchma kachavim b'misilasam nuchmu b'sisroi, that the stars fought on his behalf. Amar Rav Shlakish tov de nachva. The drasha of Yitzchak Nafcha, who was known as Nafcha, was a better drasha than the Bar Nafcha. Rabbi Yochanan was called Bar Nafcha because his father was a blacksmith. The pasuk continues saying by that parsha of Avram Avinu, "V'yirdoif Adon." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Kimish baras tzadik Adon." When Avram Avinu got to Don, Toshish koicha, he got weak. Shira b'nei banav shasid n'lavay v'dezar b'don. He saw his descendants will worship Avodah Zarah and Don. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, by Yerov, by Nevot,
Yosemus echad be beisel, vesa echad nosem bedon. Vaf ois rosha lo niskaba achigila don. And Nebuchadnezzar also did not prevail until he got the don. Shenamim don, nishma nahara susov. That's when he heard the strength of his animals. Says the Gemara, Amrav Zeira, afagav de sholach, Rav Shua ben Levi. That even though Rav Shua ben Levi sent the following messages, his haru bezokin, sheshocha tamuda machav so and so, keep on having respect for a zokin that forgot his learning because of whatever happened. Says the Mashab that, of course, the Gemara doesn't mean here an old man, because it goes without saying that a zokin, just because he's an old man, doesn't mean that we have to show him less respect. On the contrary, that we have to show more respect to older people. But he says what happens sometimes that there are people who are get older and they don't have the same strength mentally. And what we're learning here is that even though he lost his strength, and we know what makes a zokin is a zokin shekana chachma, and this person sort of lost his chachma, we still have to have great respect. And the Zohar says that anybody who shows disrespect to somebody who was previously a Talmid Chacham, there's a special place in Gehenim called Duma, that's where he's left. But and then the Yad Ramah says that the Gemara is being very specific. The Gemara is saying, a zokin sheshokach, somebody forgot his learning machmas ansoi because he's not well. Because explains the Yad Ramah that on the contrary, the halach is kol hashecheich dover echem mishnosoi, if somebody forgets any of his learnings, malolov akoskil mischai benafshoi. So we have to do whatever we can not to forget our learning, to review our learning. This is a person, unfortunately, who forgot to learning. The Torah Tamima says a very interesting vort. The Torah Tamima says that it goes without saying that we have to show respect to somebody, to Talmid Chacham, even if he's not what he used to be. But we would think that that only has to be done publicly. What the Gemara here is teaching us is that even the privacy, we have to show a person their cheretz, even if he forgot his learning, we have to keep on showing him respect in all situations. Vizharo Bavridin, Kereb Yehuda. Yehuda Masech Techulun Chav Zayinam and Aleph teaches us that they used to roast a bird when it was whole. And if they don't cut the veins that are around the carnivation, where Shkita has to take place, there will be blood that's left in the bird. And then when we roast that bird, it's going to be a problem. And because of that, he said the halacha is we have to slit those veins. By slitting those veins, we make sure that all the blood goes out of the bird. Have respect for the children of Amiorets who become Talmid Chachamim. Shemehem Teitzei Torah. The future of Torah comes from those people. Kehom Milsa Medinala. What we learn to, when we teach somebody this, even though what we're saying is sort of disrespectful, we still should say it because it is something that the world has to know. That, and as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that a Talmid Chacham who has this weak background, should be told that even though you have this weak background, that doesn't make a difference. What it means is, if you became a Talmid Chacham, that's all that counts. Another pshat that I saw is that if you have a person who is the son of an Amoritz that became a Talmid Chacham, it must be that there was something, there was a schus to their forefathers. Because it could have never happened that they should have the schus of having a descendant to Talmid Chacham, if not they did something that brought it about. The Ben Yoyada says that what we're supposed to learn from here is that even though their forefathers were Amoratzim, they became Tatamadi Lechamim. And that's a tremendous claim to somebody who is whose forefathers were great people. If this person whose forefathers were not that way could become a Talmud Chacham, why you, who don't come from such a weak background, are not a Talmud Chacham? The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Tzadik ato Hashem, ke'arav alecha, ach mishpatecha adabach. But Derech Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that you, whatever you do, he said to Hashem, that whatever you do is right, and we need to, even if we don't understand what you do. But I don't know, Badua Derech Rishayim Tzolcha. Why do Rishayim succeed? Sholei Kobeg de Beged. The people who rebel against you are at peace. The Tantum Gam Shor Shu Yalcha Gam Asa Peri. Why, when they plant, are they successful? My Hedriloi. And what was the response? So the response is, Kesri Golem Rotzdovi Yalucha. You ran with people who weakened you. Vech tischares asusim, oberet shalom at veteich, vech tas begoin hayarden. How could you run when the yarden is overflowing? Moshladim she omar, yochani loritz sholosh persoas, lefnei asusim. Somebody says that I could run 3 parsa faster than the horses, and not only could I do that, ben bitza amayim, in a place where the ground is very moist, and it's hard to run there. Nizdamaloi, ragli echad. So this person found the person who was running, Rotz Lefan of Shalosh Mibasha, and he ran only 3 mil on good ground, and Nila, and then he got tired. Amaloi, Ma'al Lefnei Ragli Kach, if when you were running against another person, you couldn't do better, Lefnei Asusim, and when you're running with horses, Alach Kam V'Kavna, you can certainly not be successful. If when you ran just Shlosh Milim, you got tired, exhausted, that you wouldn't be able to do. If that's what happened on dry land, when it was this type of moist ground, you could not run. Af ato, and so too, they say to Yirma, Nebuchadnezzar took 4 steps. Many have actually the girsa that it was 3 steps. Shirotz achakvaidi, that he ran in my honor. Ata temeya, you're wondering how do you get all of this schar. Shani mischar, mishalam schar Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I will give schar to Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, shirotz lefana kesusim, that they ran and never got exhausted in their vaydas Hashem, alachas kam v'kama, people will not believe the great schar that they will get. My entire body shakes. Showing what this will mean. Din Yaakov explains that what the connection of this Gemara is, that even though we just learned all the things that we have to be concerned about, what we have to be most concerned about is to understand that we don't always understand what is ways of Hashem. Another pshat that I saw is that this is something that we're saying, we just learned that the children of Amei Oretz, he ended up being the greatest Talmid Chachamim. And it's difficult to understand how does that happen. And the answer is that there are a lot of things that we don't understand. The Sefer Ikrim says that the Gemara's question is not why Rishoyim are successful in this world. Because, as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Rishoyim in the world this schar, so that next world that they will suffer. The question was that why do tzaddikim sometimes suffer in this world? And the answer is because even tzaddikim aren't always perfect. And therefore, since the tzaddikim are not always perfect, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own calculations, what he should do and what he doesn't do. Says the Gemara, Hani Apisoyas Mahi. So ask the Gemara, where do we find that Nebuchadnezzar took these 4 steps, as I said before, 3 steps. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Be'isi Yisholach Meredef Aladim Aladim Melech Baalach Sforim. He sent Sforim, Minchal Cheskiyahu, He sent gifts because he got ill and he got better. So ask the Gemara, What's pshat in the pasuk? Meshum ki chol chizkio, because chizkio was ill. Shadal leisvara mincha. Why did he send him books and a mincha? Says the Mara. Lidrish hamoifis ashoy baritz. Dabar Rabbi Yochanan. Oysa yom shabai shemais by achaz. The day that achaz, the father of chizkio, was a melech Yehuda, who was a rosh, who passed away. Shtei shos haya. There were 2 hours of the day. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole day was 2 hours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away 10 hours of that day. And the reason is that they shouldn't be able to make a levaya where they would get a lot of honor with a hesped. Another pshat that the Marsha, that's Rashi's pshat. The Marsha explains that he should have kaparas avoinus because somebody who doesn't have, the Gemara says that somebody who doesn't get a proper hesped has kaparas avonis, says the Gemara. Uki chol chizkio v'isbach, when chizkio got sick and then he got well, says the Gemara. Adrina kach baruch hu lahanach es shah nilei. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave back those 10 hours because the sun is what brings healing, and this was the way that he got healed. That there was such a long day. The ksiv. The sun that went down because of Achaz's death, the 10 hours that the world lost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back. Another reason the Medrash says why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the hours away when Achaz died, because Achaz worshipped the sun. And since Achaz worshipped the sun, they took down the sun and showed that's what happens. The Maral explains, just because they took down the sun for 10 hours when Achaz died, why would they need it to be given back? And the Maral says, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world is Teva. There's a way the world runs. And since the world runs that the sun is 12 hours, Shazmani is every day. It can't be that should ever be missing. Says the Gemara, Amaluhu. Radach Baladan said to his servants, Maihai, what exactly is going on here with the sun? Amalei, so they said to him, Chizkio Cholosh Vespach. They said Chizkio was ill and he got Baruch Hashem better. Amal Ike Gavrika Hai. There's such a great individual. V'loibina L'shtura L'shoma, and I need not send him a shayla shalom. I need not greet him. He obviously is a very great individual. Kisvele, and they wrote to Chizkio a letter. Shalom l'malka Chizkio. Shalom, I greet Chizkio. Shalom l'kati Yerushalayim, I greet the city of Yerushalayim. Shalom l'karav, and I greet Hashem. Says the Gemara, Nevuchadnezzar safri de baladin hava. Nevuchadnezzar was the scribe of baladin. He shot to have a husband, but he wasn't there when this letter was written. Kiyasur, when he came back, Amlu Hechik Sivu, he asked them what was the letter that was written, what were the words. Amlu Hechik Sivnan, they we wrote it this way as we just learned. Amlu Karisal El Ka Rabba, you're calling Hashem the great Hashem, and then Ksivla Basaif, and then you write his name at the end of the letter. Amlu, so they asked Al Hechik Suva. This Al Hechik Suva, he said, this is the way you should write it. Shalom El Ka Rabba. Shalom l'katu shlaim, shalom l'malka de chizkia. They wrote Hashem's name should be written first. Amalei, so they said, kane de garte ila have perankam. You changed the wording of the letter correctly. You should now be the person who should bring that letter to deliver the corrected letter. Says the Gemara, ra basrei, so Nebuchadnezzar ran after the person who was carrying the original letter, and when he ran 4 steps, also Gavriel v'ukmei. Gavriel stopped him from running any faster. Because if he would have run any faster, for every step that he ran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back. And Gavriel, who's the malach that, who protects us, wanted to make sure that he doesn't get too much schar. If not Gavriel had done so, who knows what would have happened. So Mefarshim explain what happened here with the letters, with the original version and the second version. So he explains that they, as we know, we mentioned this earlier in the Shia, the Ben Yoyada explains this, worshipped the sun, the moon, whatever, and they looked at them as intermediaries between this world and Hashem. But, so they therefore looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as distant. What Nebuchadnezzar said to them is, by you recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to have intermediaries, you're recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest of all. Just he's so great that we need an intermediary. So how do you mention him last? The Magen Avraham says that this is why after Shemoneh Esrei, we take three steps. Because, as I said before, there are many that say he took three steps. But at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Yiratzon Shibana Beis HaMikdash, and what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? What gave Nebuchadnezzar the ability to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? The three steps that he took. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we take three steps, and our three steps should bring back the Beis HaMikdash, The Yad Ramah explains that Gavriel took the shliach and stopped him. And that's why Nebuchadnezzar was able to get him right away, because if he would have continued going, it would take Nebuchadnezzar more steps to get to him. Why was it Gavriel? So explains the Masha, Gavriel was the malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But Gavriel himself realized that we don't want this to happen. And therefore, he says that he was the malach that stopped Nebuchadnezzar. It shouldn't be such a total destruction. The Maral explains that doing a mitzvah is actually a opportunity. Not everybody gets the opportunity to do a mitzvah. And therefore, since Nebuchadnezzar was such a terrible rasha, what Gavriel was saying is, you are not worthy to have the schus of doing a mitzvah, of showing kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw that the Einel Yo asks an obvious question. Nebuchadnezzar was a terrible rasha, as we know. So yes, at this point, he did something right, showed respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how does that outweigh all of the terrible things that he did, and that the Gemara says, had he not been stopped, he would have had such incredible schusim? So the Einel Yo explains. He says that what happened was that Yaakov and Esav divided up the world, that Yaakov would have Olam Haba, and Esav has Olam Haza. And the question is, if Yaakov has Olam Haba, and Esav has Olam Haza, how do we get Olam Haza? And the answer is, because Esav doesn't behave as he's supposed to behave. And once Esav doesn't behave as he's supposed to behave, that's how Esav loses his Olam Haza. As soon as Esav or his descendants in any way show that they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like that they are accomplishing and they're showing the respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so at that point, Esav has a claim to say, I deserve this world. And that's when the Nebuchadnezzar at this point showed that he has a right to do that, he doing the right thing. There was no other option but to stop him, because if he would continue to show kavod Hashem, who knows what could have been. And the Yad Ramah, along the same line, explains that actually what happened over here was that Nebuchadnezzar showed such tremendous kavod Shemayim. And what happened in Shemayim at that point was that there was a claim that we, Klal Yisrael, are the ones that always show kvod Shemayim. If Nebuchadnezzar, the horrible Russia, showed such kvod Shemayim, all the more so, we have the obligation to show kvod Shemayim. And if we don't show kvod Shemayim, that's when there's a claim against us. Who are we, if that's the way we're behaving? Says the Gemara, my Baladim ben Baladim. Ask the Gemara, what is Baladim ben Adam? Ami Baladim Malkahava. Baladin was a king, Vishtane Apavava Kabe Kaba, and somehow his face started to look like a dog. Have Yosef Brei Al Machusai, and his son was sitting and being king, and his name was Meroidach. Kavak Siv, but when he would sign his name, have a Kasa Shmei, Shmei Deva of a Baladin Malka. He would write his father's name, and in order
he called his father Merodach Baladin Ben Baladin. He wanted to show respect to his father. Heinek said Ben Yecheved Av, Vaever Adona, Ben Yecheved Av Hada Moran, where Merodach showed respect to his father. Vaever Adona, the Ksiba Chodesh, Ashlish, Vesel Chodesh, Hushnat Sheesel Melch, Venuchnetzel Melch Bavel, Baan Vuz Radim Rab Hadabachim, Abluflame Melch Bavel, Bushlaim, Vyifres, Vyisres Base Hashem, Vesbase Hamelach. Umi Solik, asked the Gemara, Vuchnetzel Shlaim, did Nevuchnetzel go to Shlaim Vaksiv? The pasuk says, "V'yalo oisa melech b'avol revlosai." From Rabbi Vua and Tuchya, revlosa is Antuchya. So how does the pasuk say that he came to melech b'avol b'yushlayim? Says the one Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak ben Nimi. Chanam ad musta yukna hoisa chakuka al merkavtai. The image of Nevuchnetzel was on his chariot, and that's why it was like the Vuzradin was standing in front of Nevuchnetzel. V'charam ema yuseir hoisa b'menu. The Vuzradin was scared of Nebuchadnezzar, Daima Kamisha Amilafanov. And therefore, his fear was so great that it was if he was standing there in front of him. The Ian Yaakov explains Al Gemara that typically kings don't show respect to their parents because they consider that that may affect the respect that people will have to him. And when here he showed respect, that's an incredible accomplishment that we did. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Tan Tlos Meis B'Tugunaisa. There were 300, what could be carried by 300 mules. Narga the Parzal L'Shaba Parzala. There were pieces of metal, sharp pieces of metal that could cut, Shadalei Nevuchnetzel V'Nevazer Adam. He sent them all of these tools to destroy the wall of Yerushalayim. All of them were absorbed by one of the gates of Yerushalayim, that he sent axes to break the walls of Yerushalayim, and the first wall of Yerushalayim, all of them broke. Shnema petuchecha yachab kshil kalopis yeholim. Boil him ahead. So when Nebuchadnezzar saw how unsuccessful he was being, Omar, he said, I want to go back. Mistafina de la'adu b'kehecha da'avdu b'tzancherev. I don't want to have what happened to Sancheriv, which we discussed extensively in our previous year, that all of Sancheriv's army, 185,000 people, were wiped out. Nofkakoa, at that point, Abasko came out. Vam Shvar ben Shvar, the person that could run quickly. Nevuzad Shvar, you run quickly and you will be able to destroy Yerushalayim. The Matar Zimda the Migdash Acharev, at the time for the Beis Hamikdash to become destroyed, Vachela Mikli, and the Beis Hamikdash to be burnt, Pashtei Chad Narga. So Nevuchadnezzar was left with one axe. Asa Machi B'Kupa, he took it, and he didn't even hit the wall with the sharp part of the axe. He hit the wall with the handle of the axe, which is not sharp, for Iftach, and the gate opened up. Shnema Yevada Kamevi Lamala B'Svach Eitz Kadumetz. The In Yaakov says, why wasn't he able to prevail over Yerushalayim immediately? So says the In Yaakov, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish, he punishes at the moment that he knows is the right moment to be punished. The time for Yerushalayim to be destroyed had not yet come. So you could have all the axes in the world, they won't help. But when the time comes, then at that point they could, the axe works. The Ein Yaakov gives another explanation. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hoping that Klal Yisrael would do tshuva. And when they saw him coming with all of these axes, Hashem was hoping that that would spur Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. But it didn't happen. Why, says the Yad Ramah, did he use the handle to hit? He wanted to see, he got a message that min hashamayim, it was the time for Yerushalayim to Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. And he wanted to see if that's truly the case. So he said, I'm going to use the part of the axe that normally doesn't destroy. And if Yerushalayim is supposed to be destroyed, it will be destroyed. And the fact that it didn't get, and that was the proof that now was the time. Says the Gemara, have a kotel v'ozel. So Nebuchadnezzar was going and killing out Jews Adam Otalaychol until it came to the Beis Hamikdash. Idlik Bay Nara, he lit a fire, Gova Echola, and the Hechel wanted to go up to Shemayim. Dorchbe Minashmayim, and Minashmayim, they did not let that Hechel go up to Shemayim. Shnema, Gas Dorach Hashem Upsulus Bas Yudah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced it back down. Says the Gemara, Kazicha Dati. So at that point, Nebuzaradan got very arrogant. Nashka Bas Kol Va'amalei, at that point, the Bas Kol came out and said, I'm a Katila Katalt. You didn't do anything. These were, so to speak, dead people. Hechol Akal Yekalivs. You didn't burn a Beis HaMikdash. It was already burnt. Kim Atchin Atchint. It's like grinding flour that's already ground. Shnemar, Chir Chaim V'tachni. Kama Galitz HaMoseich. Chosvi Shoyvel Gali Shoyk Ivri Nahorois. Chitim Loi Nemar Al Tachni Kemach. The puzzle doesn't say you ground wheat. You ground flour, which is already ground. Says the Gemara Chaziah, at that point, the Vuzadin saw Dome the Zachariah of Karosach, the blood of Zachariah that was bubbling. Zachariah was a Kohen Gadol and a Navi in the time of Yoash Melech Yehuda. And they killed him because he told them that they weren't behaving as they're supposed to behave. And he said, if you will continue that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forsake you. And they just killed him. Amalei, and he asked Klai Yisrael that was there, why, my high, what's this bubbling blood? Amalei, so they wanted to make an excuse, and they said, Dam Zvachim Hu Dishtapich, it's the blood of the Kabbonis. Amalei, Aisiv Ansi Imidami, let me see if this blood looks like the blood of an animal. Kasi, they shechted animals, V'loi Odmo, and they didn't look like that blood. So I saw that the Maram Shif asks a question that we know that the Pasuk says that when the brothers wanted to say to Avram, to Yaakov, that they killed, that Yosef was killed, they brought the blood of a Gedi. So we see that the blood of an animal is similar to the blood of a person. So why was he confident? How did he know that this was not human blood? So he answers that when you have two types of blood in front of you, animal blood and human blood, it doesn't make a difference which animal, you'll be able to tell the difference. There, they only had the goat blood. It wasn't a situation of comparing. Since it wasn't a situation of comparing, he was able to see that it was human blood. Amalu Galilee, he said, tell me what is the story of this blood, Nebuzaradan said to them. Viloi, for if you will not tell me, I'm going to take a metal comb and put it on your body. Amalei, high coin for Navi. He says this was Zachariah, who, as we said, was a coin and a Navi. Then Vilei Lisrael b'churban Yerushalayim, who said Navua about the churban Yerushalayim, and they killed him. Says the Gemara, Amalu, and that's why his blood is bubbling. Amalu anamafaisley, I will get him to calm down. Iser benekit talelei, and it was Adam brought the Talmid Chachamim and killed him. And the blood did not subside. I started the Bei Rav. He brought the Yeshiva Talmidim, Kotalavei, and he killed them. And still, Vloinoch, the blood did not subside. I Saprichi Kahanim. He brought the young Kahanim, the Kotalei, and he killed them. And still, Vloinoch. Ad the Kotal Tishva Tishva Abarbua. Until he killed 940,000 people. And still, Loinoch, and the blood wasn't subsiding. Karvlagabei, at that point, the Vuzaradin got close to this blood. Vama Zachariah, Zachariah, Toivin Shebehem Ivaritim. I already killed the best of all Jews. Nichlach the Knanakula, do you want, because of your anger, I should kill all the Jews? And at that point, Yad Noch, it calmed down. Here at Tshuva Bedate, at that point, the Vuzaradin did Tshuva. Ama Mahim, if Kla Yisrael, Shloi Ibdu Ela Nefesh Achsta, just killed one person. Kach, look what happened in retribution for doing such a horrible avera. Hahu gavra, I, who have killed so many people, ma tahavale, what's going to be with me? Arach, and therefore Nebuzaradan ran away. Shadi purtase lebeisei, he sent the instructions to his family, what to do with his assets. Viskayer, and at that point he became a ger. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, ger Naaman, who was the general of the king of Aram in the time of Elisha Anavi, who became a Metzora, and Elisha was the one who healed him, ger toshev haver, became a ger toshev. There's a machlokes in Masechet Avodah Zarah, exactly what is the halach of a ger toshev. Ramey's opinion is that a ger toshev is a akum that accepted not to worship Avodah Zarah. The chamar of the opinion is that he has to accept to keep all Zion mitzvot b'nei noach. Nevuzer Adam, as we just learned, is ger tzedekoya. B'nei banav shel Sisroi, the descendants of Sisroi, who was the general in the time of Shoftim, lomdu Torah b'Yerushalayim, that they learned Torah b'Yerushalayim. B'nei banav shel Sancheriv, the descendants of Sancheriv, lomdu Torah b'Rabim, taught Torah publicly. Uman ninu, who were these people? Shmai v'Avtalion. So the Rambam says that Shmai v'Avtalion were actually Gerim. However, that those that disagree, the Rashbats and others say that the Pasuk says, Mikerev Achecha, only somebody who's a Jew could be in a leadership position. Shmai v'Avtalion, if they were Gerim, could not have been in that position. And therefore, there are many Pshatim that are given. Some suggest that they weren't Gerim, they were only descendants of Gerim. Another Pshat that I saw is that their father was a Ger, but their mother was a regular Jewish woman, and therefore they are qualified to be a Gerim. There's a tshuva in the Rish Moshe, if a Ger could be appointed to a Rabbonis. If we're learning now, Mikarev Achecha, and Rav Moshe says that they can be appointed to be Gerim. Gerim can be appointed under certain circumstances. Rav Moshe discusses that what is the position that he's being appointed to. Rav Moshe says that if he's being appointed to be a Rosh Yeshiva or a Maggid Shir, that is not an appointment of Srora. That is not an appointment of leadership. That's an appointment to teach Torah. And since it's an appointment for Torah, that anybody can be appointed to. As far as a Rav, he says that it really is connected to the question about Yerusha and Rabbonis. Is Rabbonis that something that's inherited, or is Rabbonis something that you have to be most qualified? And Rav Moshe says, what we look for in a Rav is the individual who's most qualified. And they were obviously, he says, the most qualified people. And that's what Rav Moshe Sternberg, Neshas HaTshuvos Van Hoggus, also suggests, that since they were the people that, even though they were maybe Gerim, as the Rambam says, but they were the people who were most qualified for that position, that's why they were given that position, even though they're Gerim. Nebanim Shel Haman learned the Torah b'Bnei Barak. The descendants of Haman learned Torah in B'Nai Barak. And many Mepharshim are of the question that how the halach is that we're not supposed to accept Gerim from Amalek. And we know Haman is Amalek. So the question is, how would they accept it? So Chaim Pelagi explains that we know that when Sancheriv came, he turned over the entire world. And since he turned over the entire world, when he sees somebody, even that he comes from Amalek, but we don't know that that's Amalek because the whole world is all mixed up. And therefore, we can't know for sure. We don't assume that they're from Amalek, called the Parish Merubah Parish. Rabbi Yosef Engel says that that it could be that their father was from Amalek, because he says when we speak about Yichus by Akum, we look at the father, but the mother wasn't from the father was not from Amalek. They came from the daughter of Haman, and therefore they're not considered. They're not considered Amalekim. Another pshat that the Tzofnes Paneich suggests, he says, we know that Haman was an Eved to Mordechai. And as we often learn in our Shiurim, an Eved has a new halachic status. He's not considered a Na'akum anymore. And therefore, Haman, who was Mordechai's Eved, his children are not considered somewhat Jewish. The Rav Tzadik says what happened here was that one of Haman's sons had relations with a Jewish girl, and their children, these were their children, and the children are able to, they're considered full-fledged Jews. The Sridei Eish explains
that if the Amalekim are ready to be Megayer and accept the Halacha, then they're not considered Amalekim. The Mishnah Halacha explains that just like there's a Halacha that a mamzer b'kal Hashem, but a Suffolk mamzer, somebody who's a Suffolk could join Klal Yisrael, says the Mishnah Halachas, that's the same halacha by lo yova amoni ma'avi b'kal Hashem, but a Suffolk amoni ma'avi we could accept. And the same halacha would be on a Suffolk amalek. And he said what they mean here is that they were Suffolk amalekim. The descendants of Nebuchadnezzar, they wanted to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malach HaKadosh said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebari Shloilem, Misha Hichrivitz Beisecha, the one that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Vasarvas HaKalecha, Tachnas Kanfe Shechina, can his children be part of Klai Yisrael? Hanik Se Refinu Esbav V'lai Nipisa. Ulama, that refers to Nevechenetzer, that they wanted to so to speak, make his family better by them coming close. Kadosh Baruch Hu v'leinipa, we didn't let. Rashmu ba Nachmeni Omer Elu Naharis Bavel. The pasuk that says the Bavel was not healed. I was talking about the Naharis Bavel. The Tigma that's Tznayis the Bavloi. It's talking about the Tznayis the Bavloi. The Kedushas Levi, in explaining this Gemara, says, how do we understand that we're speaking about such horrible Rishoim? And they had descendants who were so great. Because he says, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings punishment to Klal Yisrael, it's to bring Kavod Hashem, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in the world. And these people, even though they were terrible Rishoyim and did terrible things, but they were ones that made us recognize, helped us recognize that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And because they helped us recognize that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's why they got the schar. In most Tzor, we say Roy Banav Kinyanov Al Eitz Talisov. Why do we say Roy Banav, most of his sons? And the answer is because it was Roy Banav. Most of his children were hung up. But some of his children, as we learn in our Gemara, actually survived to become members of Klal Yisrael. They were terrible neighbors to Yishlaim. When they heard the Nevi'im say Nevu about the destruction of Yishlaim, they sent in Nebuchadnezzar, come here to destroy Yishlaim. He said, I'm fearful that I will have the same treatment as my forebears had. The Amon Amoyev sent him a message. You have nothing to worry. The pos ish refers to Hashem, as we say in the Shira, Shanem Hashem Ish Machama. Shalchlu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer here. Shalchlu b'krivahu. Even though he's not there by the Beis HaMikdash, he's still close by. Vase, and he'll come to save Klal Yisrael. Shalchlu, and they sent him back a message. Holuch b'derech merochik. He went far away. Shalchlu. So the Nebuchadnezzar says, if he went away, Hashem is not there. However, Islu Tzadikah, the boy Rachman Maisalei, there's still Tzadikah amongst Klal Yisrael who will daven and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Sholach Lei, and they sent back a message, Tzor HaKesev Lokach B'yodei, Ein Kesev El Tzadikim. There are no Tzadikim anymore. Shnema V'echuli B'chamisha Osakesev V'choy Mesorim V'lesach Sorim. Sholach Lehu. And the tzaddikim are compared to silver, and they're all gone. Shalchlu had rishoyim b'tshuva. I'm concerned that the rishoyim will do tshuva, or boy rachme, and they're going to daven, and then maisalei. And the Yin Yaakov says that we see that he was well aware that what will bring the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael is tshuva, and therefore he was concerned that they do tshuva. Shalchlu kva kvala zman. So he said, there's nothing to worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now is the time that the Beis HaMikdash should destroy. Shnema, l'yoyim ha'kesa yovei beisoi, en kesa el zman, shnema v'kesa yov chagenu. Shachlu sisfuhu v'lo mitzin adasim tiglo v'mitre. He said, it's the winter, and I can't come because of the snow and the rain. Shachlu ta'a shiga de tura. He says, come here, under the mountains. Next to the mountains will protect you. Shnemar Shalchu Kar Moshe Eretz Mesel Midbar Al Arbat Sin. Shalchalei. So Nebuchadnezzar sends Imasina Lesli Duchtad Yisivna Bay. I have nowhere to stay outside of Yishlaim. Shalchalei Kfar Shalhem Mu'ulam Epatan Shalcha. You could stay in the cemeteries which are outside the city. The Ksiv Beisahu Num Hashem Yitzu As Atzmis Balchi Yehuda. Ves Atzmis Sarav Ves Atzmis Akahana Ves Atzmis Anaviv Ves Atzmis Yerushalayim Kavreim. He exhumed all of the cemetery, the Shatchum L'Shemes L'Yireich L'Kol Shemaim, and he left the bodies out to the elements, Ashehevim V'Sha'ovdim V'Sha'ocha Achreyim, and Navi says, you worshipped all of these sun and the elements, and now you will be exposed to them when Nebuchadnezzar comes. But we will be Zoicha, as we learn in our Perek, to Tchias HaMesim, because Baruch Hu will bring us all back to Yerushalayim HaBnuya B'Meher B'Yameinu.